But one very good story I came across from Murthy Beach. I don't know whether you all know. Because people there, living there, of course, they don't care for such stories. Yeah, really. Because when I asked them, they said, we don't know about this. We never knew this.
Somebody
could
be dead 3 months and none of us would know it.
Yeah. So, see if you all have heard this story, but it was so very telling. And who told us the story? The one who was, what you call, the main character in the story himself came here because of this episode that took place. How did you happen to come? What happened and all that? Even the Myrtle Beach being a place, you know, where people come, there's an influx of population there at the time, the time of season and all that. So he had gone there. And one wandering about the place, and he came across this place called Mare Spiritual Center or something like that. He found there. Is there a board there or something like that?
Very small sign.
Yeah.
It's on the mailbox.
Yeah. Huh?
There's a little sign right by the gateway.
Yeah, something is there. So he stood there and what is this? And so, curiosity. So he enters there. And naturally there is somebody there. He comes across somebody. And that somebody says, well, yeah, what do you want? He says, I would like to see the place. Yeah, there is some provision or rule, I don't know. Whosoever comes, you see, who is not known, they have to first have an interview with Kitty or something like that.
That's right, they have to meet Kitty.
They have to meet Kitty or Jane or somebody like that. You can't just go and stroll inside like that. So the person actually phoned Kitty, and Kitty was somehow or other, what do you call, busy, as usual. That's how he received the answer from Kitty. But Kitty said that in the meantime, you take him around. Take him to the lagoon cabin. Kitty is. So naturally the person takes him to the lagoon cabin there. Have you all heard the story? Don't ask me to spend
my
breath on
this. Is that David
DeFalle? Huh?
Is that David DeFalle that you're talking about?
I don't know.
Do you remember his name?
I don't remember.
He was a young, thin fellow.
Yeah, he was young. But mm-hmm. You know the story about the ring?
A little bit. No, I've forgotten.
Okay.
Tell the story.
So the story is that naturally he takes him, here is the lagoon and here is this and here is the lagoon cabin and this is the cabin where Baba, this is the place of Mare Baba, you know that? Who is that Mare Baba? Do you have heard the name? No, I'm just come from a different state and all that. So then he tells him something about it, and here is the place where he would give the interview to people who have just come for the first time or the old lovers, and so he stay. No, don't go inside there. Say, what? Can't I go inside? He said, no, you have to remove your shoes. Oh, yeah. So tight shoes he had. This is the story he's telling me. I remember it very well. So he removes his, unties the lace and removes the shoes and enters there. And he goes there. And there's nothing there except the chair that is there on which Baba sat, and there is some rope that is tied there, and there's a little stool in front of Baba's chair and all that. And he looks at here, and then nothing there, and then some or other, there is half an hour. That's how the man says that still half an hour more for you. Afterwards you have to have a talk with Kitty Devi, Mr. Devi, and then we'll take you around other places. So he sits there, he rests. So when he sits there, he says, wave after wave of love that just engulfed him. He had never felt like that. What peace it is. How peaceful it is. And what love it is. And he just... And he looks at the chair. Is there a sign there in that? That things that are real are good.
The prayers are there. The master's prayer is there. And then things that are real are given and received in silence.
Is there?
Yeah.
So he reads there.
Yes.
So what? Yeah. What about the silence and things that are real are given and received in silence? Nobody knows what I am receiving. Nobody knows who is giving this and all this sort of thing. And he is inspired intuitively, whatever it is. He had nothing to offer. He wanted to offer at the place, knowing that it's a spiritual center somewhere. And he looks, sees a tiny little table there or stool, whatever it is, I forget now. So while he's fiddling with his dress, and he's found his ring. It was a gold ring. So he said, what can he offer? He just offers this and puts it on the table in front of Baba's chair. There's some little dip. And he puts the ring there and feels satisfied that, well, he has received so much. All that he gives this little ring that is there, a gold ring. And he feels satisfied. And he comes out of it. And then he naturally has to put on his shoes and this and that. And all that. By the time it's time, now is it time for me to go? Yeah, the kitty, of course, as usual, just as you all spoke about kitty, how kitty meets people, and well, all of a sudden there is that blossoming of the, what they call the blessings that Baba had given her, spontaneous goodness. That's the blessing that Baba, she asked for Baba, from Baba, spontaneous goodness. That pours forth out of her. And she, whatever it was, we don't know what talk had took place, but she said that I felt at home in her presence and all that. But all the time I'm being haunted by that little cabin that is there. So after the talk was over, the man came there to take me, and Kitty says, take him around to Baba places, Baba house, there's that and all that. So, well, he said to the man, he says, before I go anywhere, will you please take me back to the cabin where the cabin is? But you have been there, let's go to somewhere else. No, one more visit, you see. So he goes there. And he goes there, takes the shoes out and all that. And to his utter horror, according to his words, I found my ring missing within that period of half an hour. I said, what sort of a spiritual center is this? I had offered this and somebody has stolen it. And he was very sad about it. My offering has been stolen by somebody and all that. So he is all depressed, you see. All that fervor, that euphoria of having come across some such entity over here, and that love that poured out, all subsided. Very disappointedly, he puts on his shoes and all that. He says, come on, I'll show you the bridge, you know, where Mel Baba walked and this and that. Hey, it's all right, I don't want now. He says, no, come on. So he goes out and shows him Baba's house there and this and that, whatever it was. Takes him around, another half an hour passes by. And Baba says, now, anything else that you would like to know or hear? And the man says, he says, no, but at least one more visit I'll go there. After about three quarters of an hour, can I go back to that room? Again, that room is haunting. And he goes again, trying to find out where the ring has been missing. He thought that it must have fallen down or something like that. So he wants to find out, is it really that somebody steals the ring like that, or steals gold that is offered here, something like that? So that, to his amazement, the ring is in the same position as it was, on the table itself, when he goes back. He says, what happened? I didn't see the ring first, and now it's back here. He's very happy, very happy. But nothing strikes him. And then he looks around and again sees the sign. Things that are real are given and received in silence. I said, oh, I had not given him. And therefore he rejected it. Because I registered that I didn't part with it wholly and solely. I registered that it is lost, you see. So therefore he has. So then it struck me, says, what he says, what is that? The things that are real are given and received in silence. And yeah, it was no silence on my part, because I wanted to find out what had happened to the ring and all that. So I had not given it. And then he started reading more about Baba, and that's how he came to Baba. That's what he told me. Yeah. It's fine. I liked it. I liked the story. And the ring was there. I don't know who took the ring away later on. Do you all, have you all heard about the ring?
No, no. Never heard of
this. No. That's how it is. Try to find out where the ring is now.
How about Marshall
Cavett,
isn't
it? Marshall, where's Marshall? Marshall, you have got the ring? Oh, Bob, you must be having it. No, but it's what a lesson to learn. Is when you want to give, when you offer.
He said, looks like the ring, doesn't it? So yes? I asked him if he had found it.
No, but it's a lesson. That's how we need to offer ourselves to him.
With no reservation.
Nothing. Without expectations. Yeah.